6 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting for April 12th, 2023, Duquesne Armed Services Memorial Board. We do have a quorum present, so our first order of business is to discuss item 23-0265. And Brian, did you want to make some introduction? This is about board and commission member appointments.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce Edith from our city secretary's office. She's going to take the lead here and discuss the board and commission appointments that are coming up in August. It's always a thrilling council meeting if you jump into it.
Thank you, Ryan. Good evening, everyone. I'm here to provide an information update regarding the board and commission's members appointment process. This is a time of the year where we take applications from all interested individuals who wish to serve on the city board and commission, including incoming members who are interested in reappointment. So on Tuesday, August 22nd, the McKinney City Council will appoint members to the various city boards and commissions, and unless noted otherwise, those appointed will serve terms effective October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2025. And to be considered, interested individuals must complete an application online and participate in the interview process. The deadline to apply is Friday, June 16, 2023. The application is available online on city websites, and the interviews will be conducted in July and August. All group candidates will be contacted to confirm their schedule. In addition to be prepared for service for the board, candidates should be familiar with the general purpose and procedures of their boards and interests. This will include the Texas Open Meeting Act, Texas Public Information Act, McKinney Boards and Commissions Eligibility Policy, and the McKinney Code of Ethical Conduct. So onboarding and standard trainings will be provided for that. Within your text file, there's a text file that is attached to the agenda. There's a board roster on the back that contains the service record as it pertains to your eligibility for reappointment. If you have any questions about your reappointment, you feel free to ask me. I'll stay here for a bit. But that's all the information I have for you this evening, and I do want to thank you all for the service and mercy.
What does NA mean?
So, the NA means not available. That is because it shows that your term ends in 2024, so there's no need to reapply for this year in 2023.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I thought I heard you say that the term is to 2026, but here it says 2025. Is that right?
Oh, I'm sorry if I mentioned 2026. It's October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2025.
Okay. And even though we've gone through the open meetings,
You have to do it again.
Yes, open government training has to be done.
Over an hour.
Unless we're nice.
I've done it like four times for the city and once for the county.
Every year you get that.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
But if I don't have to reapply, I don't have to do any of that stuff.
Correct.
Damn. Good.
Why do you mind?
It's not great, but that's what we're going to do.
You get paid a little bit less than I
do. Okay, well, that is all for today. If you do have any additional questions in the future, you can reach us at citysecretary@mckinneytexas.org, and Texas is spelled out. And we'll be happy to help you in anything that involves the process.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for your time.
update, and we'll, June 15th, yeah. Moving on to our next item, 23-0266. We have the minutes of our last meeting on the 8th of March that are attached. And do we have any
comments? As read?
We have a motion from Guy and a second from Seth to accept the minutes as written. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I forgot to say, RD had chemo treatment today, and he is on his way right now, but he's stuck in a horrible traffic jam on 75. So, if he gets here, he'll show up. If we conclude the meeting before he gets here, I'll call him and let him know to go on home. So, next item, 23-0267. The discussion of the creation of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Guidebook.
So, our chairman sent out an email to everyone, and I kind of had to tell him that we can't, deliberate through the email on that.
Right.
So he sent out kind of his draft of a guidebook. I put together for everyone the bylaws of the board, so we have to go through that. This doesn't mean this document can't be changed. It's a little more formal to change it and things on there. I got some feedback from the city secretary's office on this. When I think RD had written something like board members should be a veteran of U.S. Armed Forces or spouse of, reply back that the board appointments occur at the discretion of city council. City council ordinance already stipulates that the council shall endeavor to appoint members who are veterans. Every council member I've ever talked to about this, that's their goal. I think what we do have here is what happens when we don't have the application. So we want to make sure that we always have the board.
Was that something he put in the guidebook?
He put in the guidebook a little more stronger language.
So I thought that was a settled issue from years ago where city council can't hamstring themselves to such a requirement.
Yeah.
That they will endeavor, and they have endeavored.
Yes, they have.
I think
we had a resurgence with everyone who's on the board now of some more people willing to serve in on the board capacity. So I think we've been good, and it has been a popular board for the last couple of times I've seen it come forward to council. So that is a good sign. I think for the legacy of the board, I think it should be good going forward. But I think you're right, that word is endeavor, because if you don't have any applicants, you got to put some people on the board that got to have something. I do think there is a tier system that they kind of follow, that served is probably the top priority they get, then a spouse or something other like that. Like I mentioned before, we had Mr. Steve Lebo on the board, but he did not serve, but it was a wardenship as a dentist or so there's some great service there that he did.
We've had several in the past that were shown.
We have that.
That Sherry
Garneau did not serve there, other than Mr. Steve Lebo's spouse.
But lately we've had more than enough people that had served, that would have applied for boards, at least that I can remember.
My thought with the guidebook was more of creating a historic document to guide future board members. I didn't realize he had gone into rules.
A little bit, and I think that's something that I think that we were going to kind of discuss here, but without him, I think it would be best maybe.
I was going to say, that's really his baby, and so it might be prudent to table this.
I think it might be right up his alley in it to list maybe past board members or a little brief history of them, and make the guidebook sort of like an honor to be in it, that you've been on the board and then your bio.
This is the legacy here.
And like the beginning of it too, didn't it? How it began and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's great history for people to understand. Because that's something that I don't think that we can
And,
Second.
Second, on the report, on the favor.
Aye.
All righty. The next item is 23-0268, discussion of the upcoming 2023 Memorial Day ceremony. So everybody has, our task list here. Former board member Barry Brown was the one who put this together, and we keep following it every. Pretty good system.
Hey, when it works, man.
Yeah. But he was a Navy captain, so. RD has confirmed that Jackson Turner Time will provide the two wreaths that we will have for the ceremony, so that has been confirmed. And we'll just make sure that we have somebody assigned to pick those up and bring them to the event, which is something we've always done. Second, Ryan, we got the mayor's confirmed.
You know, I realized today that I did get a response from the admin there when I sent her the email, so I followed up today and haven't got a response back. And typically, it's been okay. Still a little bit of time. I should have a response back that, you know, tomorrow or so. And if something changes, then we'll kind of go down the pecking order as we have in the past. The big change, and don't tell the mayor I said this, is that we'd be missing his wife maybe to sing the national anthem. He's easier to replace, but then don't tell him I said that.
She knocks it out of the park every time.
Yeah, sometimes you get him, get her than that.
Well, maybe we can ask him if he'll play Jimi Hendrix version of on the guitar.
As long as he doesn't set it on fire. Without turning.
Right.
So, there will be no speaker. It is strictly going to be the reading of the names. Preferably to Gold Star families, and then he's got the list. He's got that down pat. I guess we got the McKinney Police Department's got the riderless horse. Anything you need from us, Ryan, on setting up the park?
I think we're good. I was just working on updating this a little bit from the prior years. I know no choir, and we do have Isaac Gruber confirmed to do the bugle. RD had sent me an email on that. The other young man deleted his name. It is all fit Texas A&M, so he would be able to make it back for this. Marty's team sets it up. They've got sort of, I would say, on autopilot. They've done it so many times now. I think we are looking at maybe changing a little bit of our sound to try to make it better, but I don't know what equipment wise what we'll have, but should be like normal.
Okay.
I think we put out the chairs. COVID was a time where we kind of spaced them out, of course, to still hold the ceremony, but we're beyond that now, and should be the same setup that we've had in the past. And we'll talk about the ROTC then the needs a little bit more.
So we've got the color guard confirmed. I'm going to double confirm that just because I have a relationship with Governor Fatter, and I'll just send him. So we got the national anthem confirmed here, but didn't you just say that maybe, may not?
No, I said I haven't confirmed that either one will be there.
Okay.
My email to the city secretary's office, but in case what I said, you should know in a few days, and then we can flip and figure out what we'll do at that point.
Okay. Does anybody know? I don't know that we're set up normally for the choir because the attendance doesn't.
We haven't done the choir at this ceremony.
But does anybody know of a solo singer that can sing the national anthem? If Maylee can't.
That's Cindy's name on there.
Cindy Johnson would be glad to help provide.
Someone from the choir might be good.
Yeah. Eileen Albrook, so I'm on the board of directors.
Okay.
Thank you. So Cindy Johnson is.
But she's the choir director, though.
The Veterans Day event.
Right. In other words, we're not going to have a choir.
No, but there's
single.
There's some great soloists.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I guess what we'll do is we'll get a confirmation of May Lee, and if we can't, then I'll reach out to Cindy Johnson and see if she can provide us with a soloist. We got the bagpiper, we got the wreaths. So what's the timing on the three names that we're going to add? As far as the engraver coming out and doing that.
We'll get an update on that.
Okay.
We'll determine exactly what it is. You get their schedule.
I'm going to reiterate, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but make sure it's just the middle initial of the name, not the middle name. We've deviated from that a couple times in the past.
Those deviations are obvious. I don't know that it, because I think they're on the ends, aren't they? It almost messes up the spacing for the next line.
Yeah. So, I've got here that the volunteers. Does anybody have an update on the volunteers? That looks like it might be something that was residual. It says Steve.
Yeah, I missed that one. So yeah, Steve has done that in the past.
I'll reach out to Missy Ms. McPherson with the DAR. And
not knowing a whole lot about the DAR, we have the contacts with the John Abson chapter that are wanting to put the plaque down there. Is she at the same chapter?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Say
there's
not,
so many different DAR chapters around here.
I was going to say, if not, then they'd probably be willing as well to help volunteer. So.
What exactly do you need help with volunteering?
Well, they've just kind of been out there providing water and just a little table of reading and
right. Nothing.
We
brought water. The museum brought water last.
We kind of got away from distributing programs, and so those program let's just, well, we're on to the promotional side of this. Do we want to do a program?
Yeah, when you talked about getting away from it, I was trying to refresh my memory on.
We got away from it during COVID. Remember, we put
for Veterans Day. I didn't remember if we did differently for one of the two.
Yeah, we put those hyperlinks, those QR codes around, people can look at it.
What I'll do is look through our files, because anything that we've done in previous years, we've saved. So I'll see, look at last year, if we have one saved for Veterans Day, but not one for Memorial Day, that may leave me. And just because we have saved doesn't mean we can't print it and hand them out. It could have been the QR code for Veterans Day, but we have the information saved, so I'll double check.
So I'm going to see here, it says, flyer from Colin to communicate communications and marketing. I'll put together a little flyer piece like I've done in the past, and I'll get that to you, Kara, and then you can reach out to these different Community Impact and McKinney Courier Gazette.
We've got to
know about the Fort Worth Star Telegram. That's
yeah, that probably came up at some moment they may have reached out to even us at the time. Our communication and marketing department has a list of kind of things they send stuff out to. So every once in a while, someone picks something up. Just they're looking for a news story, and they just pick it up from one of those emails that we send out. We have our own communication and marketing specialist that is in our department.
So I'll put together over the weekend, I'll get you that Monday at the latest, the little flyer advertisement.
What time is that event?
10 o'clock. Is it, we're doing it at 10 o'clock? Yeah.
They can kind of go location for it actually on this chart anywhere.
post 96 and post 9, post 110. There's also an American Legion post that's fairly active up in Salina. I'll reach out to them. I mean, this is, it's a city event, but it's a county war. So,
you know, I think that's something we don't have. There's probably a list of all the posts and everything from the county area that at least, you know, an email blast or something to all of them to let them know, because their cities might be doing something as well that they reside in, but you're right, this is a county.
The
countywide memorial.
I'm speaking on the 23rd of May at the Collin County Veterans Coalition, which is down at the Plano American Legion Post, so I'll make sure I blast this event.
And do you know about the one at Turntime Jackson? I know RD would have talked about it. And it's at 1 o'clock, and Keith Self is going to speak, and the Barbershop Quartet is going to do a set of six. You know, they're going to be dressed all patriotic. You know, they do like the Bob Hope Show. And so RD wanted it festive, and so I think Terry Turner, we're sponsoring it. So anyway, that's going to happen at 1 o'clock at... On Memorial Day, right?
Yeah.
On Memorial Day.
The Monday. Yeah. Glad you told me that, because Keith Self called me right before he came to this one to know where that was.
Yeah, he came out. Keith Self came out to RD's 70th birthday 2 weeks ago. And gave him a special. Colin was there, gave him a special pen. Colin used to line all that up, didn't he? And then it was really sweet. It was really nice.
Anybody have any other comments or anything regarding the Memorial Day?
I just called somebody just in case Cindy can't do it. Amanda Baker, I don't know if you remember Amanda.
Yes.
Does anybody know how to get a hold of her?
I believe her husband now works for MEDC.
Yeah, MEDC. Yeah.
Okay. Amanda Baker.
She grew up here.
Dennis Baker's daughter, Dennis Baker Insurance. She was a member of Emerald City. I don't know if she still sings it, because Emerald City now has like 7 or 8 different names, but I'm not sure she's still a member doing that.
Okay.
She's a member across the street. First United, so she sings there too.
Well, good. We got some options. All righty. Well,
Hey, Cox, one quick question. I thought I heard you say bagpipes are going to be there, but here it says not a thing, so we're not having bagpipes.
I'll reach out to Lieutenant Barnett in the morning and find out. I can probably get him. I just didn't know if we were going to make that a Veterans Day or a Memorial Day. It's kind of nice at the end when he plays Amazing Grace.
I was prepared about this, but not, but you said yes, yeah, so I just, you know, if they're going to be there, we need to know, right, so whatever, from PC needs to.
So, did I misunderstand you'd like to see him there?
No, I don't think anything to me. The sheet said one thing, you said something else. I'm just trying to make sure these guys know who's coming and who's not.
Yeah, that's been it. He says he's been on Colin for that since it's been with the Collin County Sheriff's Office. Colin, you can make that contact. And I think it's appropriate at Memorial Day.
Okay. Well, I will.
Okay.
It's funny, RD can call up there, talk to the sheriff. He'll be there. Okay. If I call, you know, there's a form on the website that you have to fill out, Colin. I will say this, anything that has the sheriff's office badge, that is like, you've got to be a member of the department to wear that, and the sheriff gave RD a sheriff hat. So, anyway, okay, there's, without any, we have a, I move that we go ahead and table this discussion, and we will fill in the missing pieces during our next meeting.
I
Second.
And so now we're.
I do have a comment for the board here. So, spoke with Bernadette Chincone with John Epson Chester and Dar about the plaque. So, I have a question to our city secretary's office about any legality we need to do to formally accept that. I think I'm probably going to take that and send it over to our legal department. I do know in the past when we allowed a group to erect a carport out of Urban Park, it was our RC club, they wanted shade for work on their planes and things, and they funded it, but it becomes city property. So I need to just kind of confirm that if there's anything paperwork we need to fill out or what to make sure. I've already informed Bernadette of this. They don't seem to have a problem with it. Basically, just need to take over the liability.
Yeah, we can fix it.
Am I going to get one?
It's like the portraits that I put in the courthouse. Once we give them to the courthouse, they become county property.
Yeah.
So I don't have anything in writing about that, but that's just kind of understood.
They told you to, is that fine?
Except if you want to get a piece of art donated. That little statue there was a piece of art donated from us that I think we have on loan from this guy who moved away. He doesn't ever want it back. But to get it actually accepted as a piece of art, I had to go before the Arts Commission and all this. I'm like, it's on loan. He doesn't care.
Well, we have a couple of guests. Do we have any comments from the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Citizen comments?
Yes, I do. Here's my sheet. For the past few months, the VFW, which we have members here at the VFW, we've been working diligently on our annual golf tournament. This is the 12th one that they've done. So here is just a flat version, you know, if you want to pass those out, most of you have, I think. Rick, I think I saw your name on them.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
But we need sponsors. I'm not saying that the Byron takes away from this tournament, but it does in a sense that everybody's focused on the Byron. And it doesn't, and so if we're in the need of sponsors, and if anybody has packets that have more about what the VFW does and what they have made up a sheet and what our newest exhibit's going to be with the museum. And so, see, I've done this and put some of the old things back here. If a new sponsor wanted to see how the program looks and how professional everything looks. We have one of the newest things we have for the auction this year is, we just talked about it, is the to drive a Sherman tank and then shoot 40 rounds of gun.
You actually get to drive it.
But you can have up to 5 people
in
there.
Your belly.
We used to drive it.
There's another guy out on this side.
We used to drive it in the
canyon.
There's another guy.
But we were too late last year. They only do so many spots, and we found out about it last year, and it was too late. So this year, Trina was on it, and we got the deal and everything just a few weeks ago. And so I think that's going to be kind of fun. I mean, something different. Not everybody has that. And then, but anyway, if y'all know of anybody that wants to golf or be a sponsor, you know, please look that up and do it or help us. I can't tell you all the things that they do. I mean, is it this weekend that y'all are doing the Or is it this weekend that y'all are doing the Bonham?
Yes.
See, like I don't know if y'all know, but the Bonham from the Veterans Hospital, they're coming in for a field trip to the VFW.
The 15th. Yeah.
And they feed them and everything. So there's so many programs that they do. They're such a, I can't count them enough. They're such a humble group of guys. Group. So, does anybody have any questions that doesn't know about the doctor? Okay. Thank you.
Well, it's like you're May 22nd for a very busy day, but my name is Eileen Halbrooks. I'm Vice President of the Board of Directors for Sostenuto. It's the community chorus of North Texas. It's Cindy Johnston's choir. And we've had the privilege and honor of performing at Veterans Day Ceremony for the last 2 years. And we wanted to hand deliver some invitations to all of you to be our guests at our concert on Monday, May 22nd. So
Yeah,
that's right. Excuse the printing, we have a problem with our printer, but there's a QR code on the back, so you can keep the postcard. And then if you want to just scan that with the camera on your phone, you can let us know whether or not you'll be able to come and maybe get some more information about how our chorus is doing. We're growing. We did finally receive our 501c3 status, and we'll be applying for the McKinney Arts Grant for the first time this year. So I will also email this to you so that both of you can also have a copy of it should you like to have one. And does anyone have any questions about Sostenuto, about our community chorus? I love it. Thank you.
Is it going to be at the First Baptist Church?
It is. We'll be at First Baptist McKinney again. And I've had the privilege of working with Cindy for about 15 years in the school district, and helped found the group in January 2020, of all things. We came together and then we dispersed. But we returned stronger, so that's why we are Sostenuto, because we have sustained through all of this. Thank you so much, Kara. But we would love to see you there as our guest, and bring any of your friends and family that would like to attend. We just want to share this beautiful concert with you. We even have a new piece from our composer in residence. It was written based on a poem by Cindy Johnston's late mother, who passed just a couple summers ago. So it's just to be a very fun evening. So we hope y'all can.
Well, RG, glad you made it. So we elected you.
Fundraiser, Chair. So go ahead and continue.
Well, we were at the end. We were just going to tell you that we tabled the guidebook for next month.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because we had some questions.
Yeah, I think you did.
And I was telling Ryan my thought was that it was more of a document to guide future board members to make them a part of the legacy, yeah, and not necessarily to change the city charter.
No, just a guide to go by of what we've done in the past, and hopefully they continue to do the same thing.
I told you I would resurrect what we did for the Gold Star Memorial. I could figure that out.
Yeah, I think that's a good discussion we could have with the city secretary to make sure that we're aligned with that, because I think a guidebook, and I think future boards will respect that, but it doesn't hamper them, you know, to it for whatever reason, something like that. So I think that's a way to go. We had discussed about the council and the wording that they used, is that the council shall endeavor to appoint members who are who are veterans. But we realized that, you know, hopefully that day didn't come where we don't have the applicants to do that, but it leaves them the opportunity to deviate a little bit of that when necessary.
And between here and the next meeting, we can meet with the
Empress Grant.
Yeah, that lady.
Whatever after the order.
Well, very good. Well, conducted all our business for this evening. Thank you for coming.
Motion to adjourn.
Those are to adjourn. Yeah.
So I will have a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.